So sure. When did MuseScore get started? How did it get started?
Well, actually, MuseScore gets started, I think, 15 years ago, when Werner Schwier, the project leader and still the project leader, was doing some a sequencer called Muse, which still exists and is not maintained anymore by Werner, but by another team. And so he was doing this MIDI sequencer, and he was willing to add more notation stuff in this. And so he started to do it, and quite rapidly find out that it was not going to work like this. So he completely removed the notation stuff from Muse and started MuseScore. So that was in 2002, actually. And during, I don't know, 5-6 years, it was very a very small project, just on SourceForge lying. In 2008, Thomas and I, we were looking for something to create sheet music, a tool to create sheet music. So the thing you create with MuseScore is called sheet music. And sorry for the accent, because I know my French accent sometimes make it sound different. So sheet music is what you create with MuseScore. We were looking for these because we had other projects and we were looking for a free software to do that. So in 2008, we jumped in the project and we contacted Werner, and we ported it to Windows, to macOS. Thomas made a website, MuseScore.org, where the community can communicate and so on. And along the years, MuseScore became very popular. So, yeah, this is the story in a minute.
Yeah, that's great. So before 2008, there wasn't even a website for it?
Nope. It was only the SourceForge page.
Yeah, only the SourceForge page. And that was not really inviting. So we figured if we wanted to grow and help MuseScore, it definitely needed its own website. I have my background in Drupal development. And Drupal is just the perfect tool to make community websites. I decided to set up this website, basically. And it was a hit right from the start, meaning Drupal came with all the tools that we needed in order to make a community site for creating together the handbook for MuseScore, a forum to just communicate. And then obviously just, all the other tools that you need, an issue tracker, and so forth and so forth. So we built a nice house, everything under one roof, if you will, and that really grew the community. So at the beginning, we had a few early adopters, a few people helping along. Today, it's more than 50 people contributing code. Then we have a multitude of people helping with support and so forth. And then around 500 translators worldwide. And we've built this up gradually over the years. And it's thanks to this small contributor community that MuseScore became so solid, so good, and basically the most popular notation software now on the market.